it like being interviewed by Colbert?
Do not panic. You're not listening to last week's podcast. You're actually listening to this week's podcast. We've always considered the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast to be the a sort of a DVD extra to all of the shows that you see. This last 2 weeks, we've made this literal. Last week was outtakes and extras. This week is episode 358, podcast commentary track. What I've decided to do is just play last week's podcast and talk over it. And now what I'm trying to do is turn the volume down so I don't hear quite so much of last week's podcast in my head while I'm talking to you. I just thought it would be an interesting way to do a podcast, and I'll be totally honest. I usually have about 5 or 6 podcasts in the bank ready to go. I'm down now to only about 2. So I thought this would be a great opportunity. I will just talk for 15 minutes over last week's podcast and sort of talk about the podcast as we go. Now, you heard our opening theme music. I didn't play it this week, but you heard bits of it from last week. That's by John Weber, and he wrote that for the pilot that we wrote for TBS, The Week Reduced. He wrote that as the theme music for that pilot. The pilot didn't go, but we've been repurposing John's music as the theme music for the podcast ever since then. And that was probably 250 maybe weeks ago, close to 300 weeks ago, that we started using that. And every so often I wondered, gee, should we get a new theme? I don't know what the new theme would be. I don't know who would write the new theme. But it occurs to me every week to say this. Now, the other thing that comes up is that I got on a plane earlier today. I had to fly from New Hampshire out to San Francisco because tomorrow morning, Reed Martin, Dominic Conti, and I start rehearsing in earnest the new show, The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, which we open in little less than a month at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Performances starting there on November 9th, 2013. So I had to fly today, and Sunday's the day I usually edit the podcast, and Monday is another day that I edit and post the podcast, but we'll be rehearsing tomorrow. So I really don't have a lot of time to create a podcast this week, which is why I'm talking to you for the next probably 12 or 13 minutes. But just before I got on the plane, I got a tweet from Laura Frazier, longtime RSE fan, from, I believe, North Carolina, or somewhere very close, because that's where we see her, is in Charlotte. And she was asking, what sort of microphone and software do we use for to create the podcast every week? And I know I've answered this in the past, but I can't put my finger right on it. But since from the very beginning, I've been using a Belkin TuneTalk microphone that I plug into an old, kind of almost original, maybe third generation iPod. That becomes a voice. What I record there becomes a voice memo. I plug the iPod into the my laptop computer. iTunes opens up. It imports that voice memo automatically. And then when I open GarageBand, there's the voice memo, and I slide it right over, and that's my interview. It's a great microphone because it really somehow it manages to pick out the sounds in the foreground and push away the sounds in the background, be they traffic noises or the sounds of music in a bar. Now this week, what I'm recording now this week on using my Bose headphones. Is how I'm listening to last week's podcast, Outtakes and Extras, and I'm using the inline microphone there. I don't know how the quality is going to turn out. I'll know in about now 11 minutes when I stop talking and listen to what we've come up with. It differs, and I use GarageBand. Excuse me, in the UK we call it GarageBand. Which is the free software that comes with the Apple computer, and it's great. It's very, very simple. And I know there are probably audiophiles out there who have better ears than I do and can recommend other software that they use, but this works for me. It's very, very simple. So that's how we do that. Now, this podcast, the one that we're listening to from last week, was a fun one, and it's been and it was one it was fun to put together because I knew I had this interesting conversation with Reed Diamond about improv, and I thought it was interesting that he is most well known as an actor on television and in films like Joss Whedon's Much Ado, but that improv and improv training and improv experience was so important to him as an actor. It sort of freed him as an actor. I was just working with some young high school actors, and these young high school students are wonderfully conscientious, and they're good students, and they are expected to be correct and to do things right, and you want that in the theater, but you also want a little bit of bold imagination and some attempts to try to do things that are different and not right. It's a tough line to walk, and in improv there is no right, there is no wrong. All you can do is listen and be present, and go. And if you can do that in improv, you can bring that to your acting as well. So it was fun to hear Reed talk about that, and also then see that begin to take hold amongst these serious and quite scholastic high school students who are now attempting to do some theater as well and call upon a different set of muscles and challenges. And now, what are we talking about from last week?
12 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so yeah. So then Reed Diamond gets to be in a movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. I mean, how cool is that? He's got a really good career. I guess it's because he's easy on the eyes. I don't even know. But speaking of improvisation, I don't improvise these podcasts usually. I improvise the conversations that I'm having with whoever the guests are, but usually I have a kind of a vague idea of what the major theme is we'll be discussing every week. So if I'm talking to Reed Diamond about improv and his improv training, then that's where I think I know the conversation will go. But we're just making it up, and usually I will then I will script my little introductions and my all the tour date information. I'll usually script that so I know what I'm saying and I'm not fumfering around for what I'm doing. And different episodes take longer or shorter times to edit. You know, usually if it's just Reed and I sitting and talking about a certain thing, you know, we'll talk for 12 or 15 minutes, and it will be easy to, we'll just start it, and then I'll top and tail it, put some intros and outros, put the music, put the tour dates in the middle, and boom, I can get it edited and posted in an hour and a half or 2 hours. But then there are some where I'm pulling different audio sources from different places and different files and having to coordinate how they blend from one track to another, and also how the episode is structured. Whether, you know, what starts at the beginning, what's at the end, how do I make the middle bits flow together. And that can take a longer time, because that's when I'm actually kind of, through editing and a little bit of writing, actually writing, constructing an episode. And that takes time, and the thinking about it and the editing of it and then the posting of it. But then there are weeks where it's just going to be what it is. This week, for example, is the first podcast that I think I've ever fully improvised, with the exception of maybe one early on. I think one in the first 20 weeks, I did an episode where I recorded it while I was driving by myself up to Walnut Creek, and I think that was completely improvised. This is the second completely improvised podcast episode. Right, now we're to the weekly celebrity blurb. That was Brian Gallivan, the sassy gay friend from last week. I don't think I'm going to have a celebrity blurb this week, because I'm just going to talk right through it. Now we're into the tour dates section that I always put in the middle with the same music and the same tour dates. And I always wonder, and you're going to have to tell me what you think about this. I do these tour dates assuming that people will be listening to it this week, and that this very, very current and topical touring information will be useful to the people who are listening to it right as the weeks that I post it. But I know that there are many of you that will probably not hear this for weeks or months or even years down the line. So it's October 14th, 2013, as I record this. When you listen to this, send me an email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com and tell me what year it is when you're listening to this. It's a little bit of time travel here. Do you like hearing these tour dates here in the middle? Do you like knowing where we're going to be? It seems important. I know people have come up to us after our shows in theaters around the country and around the world saying, oh, I'm so glad you said you were going to be there on the podcast. That's how I knew. That's the only reason I knew. So it seems very useful to do that. But I do know that it seems very structured. I guess my question is the podcast too structured? Do you listen to parts of the podcast kind of going, oh, okay, here's the tour date part. I can tune this out. Or here's the celebrity blurb. I wonder who the celebrity blurb is going to be this week. And I have run out of, not run out of, but I think I'm always looking for new celebrities. And it also, the blurb doesn't have to be a celebrity. We used to have a hotline. Remember this way, way back 360 weeks ago? Wow, we're already to the end of music. Oh, that's right. Last week was a very short one. Last week was a very short podcast because we talked to Reed Diamond for a very long time and then journalist Robin Wright for a very short time. And then we played the theme music, the credits music that I call it, with all the closing credits and the thanking of everybody. The thanking of Matt Croak. Like every week I got to come up with a new thing to call Matt Croak. He's got to have a new title. This is not music by John Weber, by the way. This is music by GarageBand that comes with. But it just feels like we're on the road again. Doesn't this feel like kind of traveling music? Like happy, peppy, bursting with love kind of music? It feels right. But what else can I tell you about the podcast on this podcast commentary track episode of the podcast? Boy, it's just meta, very meta, levels within levels. Every week, I do try to come up with a kind of a tag, a little last joke at the end that I can throw in to kind of keep people listening right up until the very end. Last week, it was an entire four minute reduced workout that we did for the New York Times, which was kind of fun and interesting. But so usually our tags are not 4 minutes, except every now and then when I'll play a song or a bit from the radio show or for one of our recorded things. Usually it's just a one liner and a throwaway. But that's an interesting question that I would love to know about. Do you guys like when I have special guests, like last week, so it was with journalist Robin Wright and actor Reed Diamond, or do you prefer the behind-the-scenes conversations of me and Reed talking about the writing of the shows, or I think what will be next week will be Reed and I and Dominic Conti talking about how the rehearsals for the comedy show are going, because the rehearsals are about to begin in earnest. We really got to start memorizing the lines, because we have a sense of how the show works. Do you like hearing bits from the shows or bits from our recorded oeuvre? Or do you guys listen to the podcast for sort of behind the scenes tidbits? How many of you wish it were funnier? Do you wish, like, oh, I wish they just wrote funnier jokes for the podcast every week? I do. I wish we wrote funnier jokes for the podcast every week, but there's just only so many hours in the day, and it's hard, and that's the problem. Usually we can talk and be generally funny. This week you're stuck with me, which is, I know, has got to be disappointing. But it's honestly the only reason, the only way I could think to create a podcast this week was to just do a commentary track over last week. So really, actually, in terms of efficiency, I think this podcast is going to be one of the fastest I've ever done, because it's literally just been the 14 to 16 minutes time it took to play last week's podcast and talk over it. So maybe I'll have to do this a little bit more. That could be fun. But I would like to hear from you guys. If you could, I say it every week, you can leave comments on our website page. You can write reviews on iTunes. It would be so great if podcast listeners would go to the iTunes in your country. You can only go to the iTunes in your country, and write a review of the podcast and give it a good high ranking. If you're inclined to give it a kind of a low 1-star or 2-star ranking, then you can just not bother. But if you could go to iTunes and give it a really high 5-star ranking and write a lovely comment about what's helpful to you, I look at those comments. And I think it's been a while since we had any new ones. But if you have any thoughts, questions about how it goes, things that you like, things that you wish you could hear more of, things that you wish you heard less of, things, weekly tropes that happen every week that make you roll your eyes, let us know. Let me know, because I would love to hear all of that. So I think that's it. I think we're coming down to the wire at the end of this week's podcast. So I want to thank you for your indulgence this week of just hearing me talk over last week's podcast. And now I'm getting into the teaser, the ultimate tag, where I thank everybody with this electronic AM radio kind of noise. And it's fun to do. I enjoy doing this every week. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.